Welcome to the deep dive. Just imagine this. Millions of shoppers, you know, going about their lives totally unaware that their personal info, their digital identity just poof, vanished into the dark web. Today, we're really pulling back the curtain on a pretty significant cybersecurity incident, the Ahold Delhaize data breach.
Yeah, this wasn't small.
No, not at all. We're talking over 2.2 million shoppers affected right across the U.S. That makes it one of the biggest retail breaches we've seen disclosed this year, 2025. It really exposes some critical vulnerabilities we all need to understand. So our mission today, let's unpack this. What exactly happened? What information got out? What was the timeline? And crucially, what does it mean for you, the consumer, and, well, the whole retail sector?
Right. And what's truly fascinating here, I think, is how these huge incidents, even if they feel distant, they ripple out, they touch our everyday lives, they raise these fundamental questions about, you know, digital security and the trust we place in these big companies. Understanding them isn't just about knowing the facts. It's really about empowering ourselves, right, to navigate this increasingly complex digital world.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And to really get a handle on the implications, we need to start at the beginning. How did this whole thing even unfold?
Mm.
So this breach at Ahold Delhaize, they operate major grocery chains. Remember, it wasn't some internal slip up.
No, it was external.
Exactly. A direct result of an external hacking incident targeting customer information. The breach itself, it happened on November 5th, 2024. And pretty remarkably, the company spotted it almost straight away, November 6th.
Which is fast, actually.
It is. Their headquarters, 2110 Executive Drive in Salisbury, North Carolina. Well, that quickly became ground zero for a massive cyber investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And that investigation confirmed the scale. Staggering, really.
Yeah.
2,242,521 shoppers nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
With a big hit in Maine, specifically.
Yeah.
95,463 people there were impacted. I mean, when you think about 2.2 million shoppers, mm-hmm. that's like the entire population of Houston almost.
Yeah, it really puts it in perspective.
It really does, doesn't it? The sheer scale.
Absolutely. And, you know, that quick discovery you mentioned, it leads us to maybe one of the most intriguing parts of this whole story, the disclosure timeline. Because, okay, they found the breach in November 2024. But the public, the customers, they didn't start getting official notifications until June 26, 2025.
June 26th.
Yeah, with the wider public disclosure really ramping up around June 30th. It's a full 7 months, a significant gap.
7 months. Wow.
Right. And this really raises an important question about these disclosure timelines, mm-hmm. you know, and regulatory compliance, too. It's not just about dragging feet. It highlights this incredibly tricky balancing act companies face.
What do you mean?
Well, on one side, there's immense pressure for, like, instant transparency. Tell us now. But on the other, they need time. Time to properly investigate, figure out the full scope, stop the bleeding, basically, and get fixes in place before they announce something. Announcing too early could cause unnecessary panic or just be plain wrong. So you get this tension, these long, frustrating delays. There's really no easy answer.
That 7 month gap is definitely a stark number. It leaves you wondering, you know, what data was floating around out there all that time without people knowing? So what did we eventually find out was compromised? What did they confirm? The official notices said full names, personal identifiers, and contact information were exposed.
Okay, the basics.
The basics, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting, I think.
Mm.
The company also mentioned additional sensitive data, but didn't spell out what that was.
Vague.
Very vague. And this is where it feels, well, unsettling. Because while they didn't explicitly confirm things like financial details, credit cards, or social security numbers were taken, but their immediate move to offer comprehensive identity protection services for 2 whole years. Well, that kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It certainly suggests something.
It strongly suggests the potential, at least, that something much more significant was compromised, even if they aren't putting it in black and white.
It really does. And, you know, connecting this to the bigger picture, even that basic info, names, contact details, it can be incredibly dangerous when it's weaponized. What's truly insidious now, especially with AI.
AI? How does that play in?
Well, cyber criminals are getting really sophisticated. They can take breached data like names and emails, combine it with other stuff they scrape from online, and then use AI to craft these hyper-personalized phishing attacks. They look incredibly real, contextually aware, designed to trick you specifically. They bypass all our usual mental red flags.
Wow. So it's not just generic scam anymore.
Not at all. It's targeted. And it's often just the first step, you know, the foot in the door to get more sensitive data, maybe login credentials, and then launch a full identity theft scheme.
That's
okay.
Yeah, that's chilling. But a really important point. So given this serious exposure, what's Ahold Delhaize actually doing to help the people affected? Well, as we mentioned, they're offering 24 months of free credit monitoring through Experian. That's pretty standard.
2 years is decent, yeah.
And identity protection services alongside that, designed to flag any misuse of personal info. They've also set up dedicated customer support lines just for breach questions. And internally, they say they've implemented, quote, enhanced security measures across their systems.
Right. So, okay, let's pivot to the listener. What does this all mean for you if you think you might have been affected? My number one piece of advice, enroll in that free Experian service as soon as you get the notification. Don't wait.
Definitely.
Beyond that, you absolutely have to be vigilant, monitor all your financial accounts, bank accounts, credit cards like a hawk, look for anything unusual or unauthorized. Make it a habit, too, to regularly check your credit reports, not just one, but from all three main bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You're entitled to free ones.
Good point. All three.
Yes. And consider placing fraud alerts on your credit files. It adds an extra layer of verification. If you want maximum protection, you could even implement credit freezes. Ooh. That really locks things down.
Okay.
And one more thing, change your passwords immediately, especially for any accounts that might have used similar info or could somehow be linked back to the data that was stolen. Think of it like a necessary digital spring cleaning.
A digital spring cleaning. I like that. It's crucial because, as you said, this Ahold Delhaize incident, it isn't happening in a vacuum, is it?
Not at all.
It feels like another example in this really concerning trend of massive data breaches hitting major retailers. Mm. And this pattern, it highlights some really tough challenges for the whole industry. We're seeing cyber criminals using way more sophisticated methods now, constantly finding new ways into these complex retail tech systems.
They're always evolving their tactics.
Always. And the sheer scale is another huge problem. When a breach hits a big retailer, it often impacts millions of people all at once.
Which just magnifies the potential damage, right? Identity theft, financial fraud.
Exactly. And then there's the whole regulatory mess.
Yeah.
Companies trying to navigate this patchwork of different state and federal rules about notification and compliance. It's complex, and like we saw, it can lead to those long disclosure delays.
Yeah, that patchwork is a real headache. And the industry is trying to respond, you know? It has to. We are seeing significant investment in better cybersecurity infrastructure, but it's kind of like a constant game of digital whack-a-mole, isn't it?
Feels like it sometimes.
You patch one hole, they find another. Companies are also, thankfully, putting more focus on employee training because often your staff are the first line of defense against things like phishing.
Sure.
There's also a push for more advanced threat detection systems, trying to catch these things faster and building stronger partnerships, working closer with cybersecurity firms and law enforcement. And on the legal side, remember those 95,000 plus main residents? That specific number meant Ahold Delhaize had a legal duty under Maine state law to notify the credit reporting agencies. It just underscores how varied these state rules are. And looking ahead, we can definitely anticipate more regulatory scrutiny. Lawmakers pushing for tougher federal data protection laws. Federal agencies looking at stricter cybersecurity requirements. It's coming.
So, okay, beyond just reacting after the fact, what about prevention? What can businesses, maybe more importantly, what can we as individuals do proactively? Mm-hmm. For retailers, I mean, this breach really hammers home the need for truly comprehensive security strategies. It means multi-layered security. Think of it like securing your house, right? You don't just have one lock.
Right, layer.
You need strong doors, windows, maybe an alarm, cameras, different layers for different threats. Retailers need regular security audits, too, to find the weak spots before the hackers do. Comprehensive employee training is key, like you said. Having a solid incident response plan ready to go. And really keeping an eye on third-party vendors, sometimes the way in is through a partner, not directly. Your security is only as strong as your weakest link.
Absolutely. And for you listening right now as a consumer, there are definitely concrete things you can do to boost your own digital defenses. First, just limit the personal info you share online. Be mindful. Only give what's truly necessary.
Good habit to get into.
Definitely. Use strong, unique passwords for every single online account. I know it's a pain, but a password manager makes it so much easier. Seriously, use one.
They are lifesavers.
They really are. Also, make it a routine. Check your bank and credit card statements regularly. Don't wait for the monthly statement. Check online frequently. Enable account alerts, too. Most banks will text or email you if there's unusual activity. Turn those on. And maybe, just maybe, consider signing up for a professional identity monitoring service yourself. They can often spot threats faster than you might on your own. really brings up an important question, doesn't it? What's your personal cyber hygiene looking like right now?
That is the perfect way to frame it. Yeah. This whole deep dive into the A-hole Del Hayes breach, it's definitely a stark reminder of the digital vulnerabilities we all face constantly. But, you know, it also offers some clear lessons. Lessons on detection, on response, and importantly, on prevention. It reinforces your own power, your own agency in protecting your digital self.
And maybe a final thought to leave people with. As our lives just get more and more digital, how much of our personal data are we actually willing to trade away for convenience? And ultimately, who bears the responsibility for protecting that data in a world where cyber threats are just constantly evolving, constantly getting smarter?